Be'ez Hashem Mizbech, we begin Perg Shvi, the seventh chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Matnas Anim, the gifts to the poor and save Israel, where we continue with our related halacha of the obligation of tzedakah, which obviously related to the gifts of the poor. As Rambam begins halacha alf regarding qualifying this positive commandment of giving tzedakah, mitzvah sasei litin tzedakah la'ani Yisrael. There's a positive commandment to give charity to the poor of the Jewish people. Kfi mashro lani, whatever is appropriate for the poor. Im hoysel yad hanoysim haseges, if the ability of the giver is attainable to be able to give what the poor man needs. Like says the pasuk in the Devarim, "Pasayich tiftach chesedchala." You should open up your hand for him, for the poor man. But then, like says the pasuk in the Yikra, "Vechazakta by ger v'toisha v'chayimach," that you should be able to support the convert and the convert resident, and he should live with you. But then, like it says over there, "Vechayochicha imach," that your brother should live with you. You should be able to sustain him. Halacha base. Now, "Vchaloraya ani mevakish." Whoever sees a poor man soliciting, the helam in the mimeno, the loynos and leitzdok, and he turns a blind eye from him and he doesn't give him charity. Avav leitz, let's say, he's violated negative prohibition. Shem like says the pasuk in the Devarim. Leitzah ametz is lavavcha. Don't harden your hearts. Leitzah sikbetz is yotcha mechicha evyon, and don't close your hands from your destitute brother. Now, halacha gimel, the Rambam now says, now how much does the person have to give? Says the Rambam, lefi mashal chasra ani, ata metzuv alikim, like whatever the poor man's lacking and missing, that's what you're commanded to give him. So it means like so if he doesn't have clothing, you have to dress him. It means like clay bias if he doesn't have household utensils, clearly you have to buy from him. It means like if he doesn't have a wife, you have to marry him off. Then like Isha if she was a woman, you marry off to a man. And even if it was the norm of this poor man, to ride on a horse, and he had a servant running in front of him, became poor and he lost all his wealth. You have to buy him a horse to ride on, and a servant to run in front of him. Shem like says in the pasuk, with a day you have to give him a sufficient for his lacking, what he's lacking for him, which is whatever it is that he was lacking, which he was used to. That you have to support him now. But a mitzvah to lahash mechasroin, all you have to do is supplement what he's missing. You're not commanded to make him wealthy. Halacha dal. Yasim shabo la'asiyah isha. There's an orphan that they're coming to marry him off to a woman. So we have an obligation to rent him a house. And we have to get him mattresses to sleep on. And all household utensils. And then we marry him off to a wife. Halacha hey. Now, boho ani b'shol de machzor. Let's say a poor man comes and he's just requesting what he needs to make up for his lacking. But the benefactor doesn't have the ability to give what the poor man needs. So nicely, so you give him according to what you could afford. Never comma. So even you can't give him everything that he needs. But how much is it that you are considered being able to afford? So ad chamishas nechasav, up until a fifth of a person's estate is mitzvah nemufcha. That's the most choicest mitzvah if to give that amount of tzedakah, which up to a fifth of a person's money that he has. Ve'echad mastar b'nechasav. Now giving a tenth of what a person has in his bank is beini. Is intermediate type of a person, what's known as meiser. Pachis mekan, less than that, is ayin ra, is someone who has a begrudging eye. Now, ula oilam, but forever, la yimna asmoy, a person should not hold back at least mishlishas hashekel b'shana, at least not to give less than a third of a shekel per year for this mitzvah of tzedakah, which the Rambam is explaining to you, that's what the halacha meiser is, it's halacha of tzedakah, so even if one doesn't give that, he shouldn't give less than a third of a shekel. Whoever gives less than that, like he mitzah, has not fulfilled the mitzah of tzedakah. And vafilu onim has barnes from that tzedakah. Even the poor man himself, who he gets supported from charity, chayiv leitin tzedakah la'acher. He has an obligation to give charity to another poor person. Now, Allah above the Rambam tells us, who do we give to? Ani shei makirin oisay, but Amar, if there's a poor man who we don't recognize, and he says, roivani, I'm hungry, hachiluni, feed me. So im boid kenacher rav shem ramayhu. We don't check, inspect him, investigate. Maybe he's pulling a trick, and maybe he's a phony. I'd rather we go and support him right away because he's obviously going through the pain of hunger. But let's say he was undressed and he said, Kasuni, clothe me. So then he's not starving right now, he's not going to die. So we investigate after him to see that maybe he's a phony. Now, but let's say we recognize who this person is. So we immediately dress him according to his honor. And we don't investigate to see does he really need it, does he really not need it. We support and we clothe the poor of the Gentiles together with the Jewish paupers because of ways of peace. Now, in contrast, if you have a poor man that he's going around knocking on doors, then you don't have to give him a large gift. which is like we said before, to give him the support that he needs. But you have to give him a small gift. And you're not allowed to turn back a poor man who's asking, come empty-handed. Even giving him just one dried fig. Don't turn back the poor, shamefaced. You have to give him something. You don't give to a poor man who's traveling from place to place. You can't give him less than one loaf of bread, which is sold for a punyan, which is a half of a ma'ah. When the price of wheat was arbon sa'in, and you could buy 4 sa' of flour, besela for a seller, which would come out at a kav of wheat, which is sold for ma'ah, you would have a half a kav for a punyan. The only thing is that, but the storekeeper, he takes off from that because he doesn't sell a punyan. Rather, he sells a loaf of bread of a quarter of a kav, which that's 2 mils worth. And therefore, that's going to be how you're going to figure out the amount of money you have to give him this loaf of bread, which, again, is the 4 wheat, the 4 saw of wheat, is for a selah. Ukvam Rabbani Kalamitz Ram says, we already explained all these measurements in the first parak in Hechaz Erev and Halacha Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. Now, Vimlon, let's say you're staying out overnight. So, noisenly matzalishin, you have a mattress to sleep on. Vaches to sleep in Tachas Marashayzi, we give him a pillow to put under his head. Veshem and Vekitnes, and oil and beans. Now, Vim Shabbos, if it's staying over Shabbos, so noisenly mazan Shalash Rez, you have to give him the meal of 3 meals worth that you have to eat on Shabbos. And Veshem and Vekitnes, Vedog, Vyog, then you have to give him the oil and the beans and fish and vegetables. Now, Vim Hoy Makir, now, if they recognize who he is, then noisenly Fichwai, then they have to give him again, according to his honor, how much he's normally used to. Let's say he's a pauper who doesn't want to take charity. So Marina loves, so we actually trick him. But nicely, I'm going to give him for a gift, or as a loan, meaning, in other words, first we try to give him a gift. If he doesn't want a gift, we say, oh, we're just lending it to you. Now, a wealthy person who's starving himself, why is he starving? He's very wealthy. Because he's very stingy on his own money for himself. He's miserly. Not to eat from it, not to drink from it. We don't pay attention to him. We're not obligated to go help someone who is obviously not appropriate with his money. Halacha Yud, the Rambam tells that we force people to give charity. If someone does not want to give tzedakah, or to give less than what we know is appropriate for him, the best in Kaif and I say the courts force him. They give him rabbinic lashes until he gives what they evaluated that he's able to give. And the yardin and the chasim of him, they go down to his properties in front of him, and they take from him what's appropriate for him to give. And moreover, mashkin al tzedakah, we even take collateral for charity. Even on Erev Shabbos, where usually people are busy, still, what's necessary for charity, we will take collateral from people what they have to give for tzedakah. Now, Allah Yidalv, the Rambam tells, however, in contrast, what's Allah about someone that cannot afford. So Ad Mishaya, which actually means like smooth, like a soft person and soft emotionally. So Nathan Stuck gives him the role, he gives charity more than really what he could afford. Or he pains himself. The Nathan Gabayim, and he gives to the charity collectors, Kadishla Yisbash, they shouldn't be embarrassed. Which he's out of shame, he's giving. Asla Tavai, but Ligbas Men Stuck, you're not allowed to petition and neither to collect from him charity. And the Gabay Shemachlima Vishaman and a Gabay that embarrasses him and actually asks from him. Usually, they're going to end up collecting from him punishment. Shemek says, "Pasi in Yirmiyah ufakati akol lechatzav," and I'm going to go ahead and collect on those who oppressed the people, which includes also collecting from this person who really can't afford it, but just embarrassed. That's not appropriate. So to halachid base, in paiskin stock al yisaim, we don't set an amount of charity that has to be given on the minor orphans, and mafil pidin shvum, even on redeeming captives, which is from the greatest mitzvahs. And even if the orphans have a lot of money. Now, but if they lost some lahem shame, but if let's say the judge has put on them a certain amount of charity to build a reputation, then mutter, that's permitted to be done for the orphans. Now, gabay tzedakah, the collectors of charity, they could take from the women, from the slaves, and from young children, a little bit amount of money they could take from them. Not a large quantity of money. And the reason is shecheskes merubah, the presumption of when there's so much money that the woman or the slave or the child has is ganeva gozal mashalachem, is either stolen or robbed from other people, because generally they're not the ones in charge of the money. But kamahu muchalem, what's considered a little bit from them that's appropriate? Again, hakolafi oishabol maniyusim, everything according to the wealth or the poverty of the owner which is, if obviously very wealthy people, the woman might have a lot of money, and that's considered a little bit compared to what the husband has, or the master, or the father, and therefore, again, it would be appropriate on the sliding scale. Look, again, the Rambam continues regarding the order of giving charity. So, anishu kareivai, if there's a relative of his that's poor. So, kareim l'chaladim, that relative, the relative comes first before any single person. And the yibesai, if there's poor of his own household, kareim l'aniyayir, again, that comes before the poor of the city. And the yirai, if he has poor of a city, kareim l'aniyayirachas, they come before the poor of another city. Shemek says in the Pasuk in Devarim, lo'achicha to your brother, l'aniyecha to your poor, l'evyentcha and your destitute, b'artzecha in your land. Again, it's yours, it's concentric circles around the person who he has the obligation to give first. Someone that went for business to another place, and the people of the city where he went to made everyone give a certain amount of charity, and they put on him a certain quota of stock of charity. So he gives that to the poor of that city. In other words, once they already made him donate a certain amount of money, he's considered secondary to that city, and he cannot claim it when he goes back to his hometown to have to take it back to his city members. But let's say it was a multitude of people, and they went to another city for business. Ufaskalim tzedakah, and they put on them a certain amount of charity. So nice, they give it. But ukshabam, when they come back, when they're leaving, mevinaisimam, they take that money with them. And they could use it to support the poor of their own city. But from that city where they went to, there is a Talmud Chacham, they give it to the Talmud Chacham that he's busy with the Tzarche Ha'ir, and he divides it the way he sees fit. Let's say someone says, again, continuing the theme that the person has obligation for his places first. Someone says, give 200 dinar to the shul. A tenu save a ter lebesakneses, or give a save a ter to the shul. Doesn't say which shul. So yidin lebesakneses, shul rogabai. They give it to the shul where he normally goes to in the city that he lives. Let's say he would go to two shuls. So yidin l'shneim. So they give half to both. Someone says, give 200 dinar to the poor, they give it to the poor of that city where he lives in.